USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House votes on Friday to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration to build a border wall, sending the legislation to the president, who ultimately will veto it. It's the second time that Congress has voted to block the president's plan to divert money from Pentagon funding to build the wall. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A new labor secretary is confirmed by the Senate on Thursday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Senators vote to confirm the son of a late Supreme Court justice to be the new labor secretary.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 44, the nomination's confirmed.
That was the vote yesterday in favor of Eugene Scalia becoming the Secretary of Labor. He replaces Alex Acosta, who resigned in July. Acosta faced growing questions about his role in negotiating a plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein in a sex crimes case in Florida a decade ago.
The CEO of Boeing will testify before Congress on the grounded 737 MAX jets following two deadly crashes. The hearing before the House Transportation Committee is scheduled for October 30th. The planes have been grounded since mid-March after the two crashes overseas killed more than 340 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Wall Street's Democratic donors are warning they won't back Senator Elizabeth Warren if she wins the party's nomination, and they might even support President Donald Trump. That's according to CNBC. Don Peebles is a business owner and Democrat, and he says it only makes sense.
She's vilified capitalism by and large. She vilifies Wall Street. She vilifies businesses and corporations. And so we would be fools to support someone who vilifies us and who wants to disrupt the free system that we have, this free market system. But it's not just Wall Street. I mean, the business community as a whole, and especially minorities, are not going to support her. I would be shocked if she gets out of the primary as a nominee.
Peebles also shares with Fox News why he believes Warren is doing so well in the polls right now.
Because the only people paying attention to this right now, because we're so far out and there's so many of them, is this, you know, this far left group that's impeached Trump. It's burned down the House, burned down the democracy, turned everything upside down. That's who's paying attention now. Everybody else is on with their lives trying to get ahead.
And finally, NFL team owners are trying to get the league to adopt a 17-game regular season schedule in its new collective bargaining agreement. Multiple reports say owners would like to eliminate the preseason and add one more regular season game. The current collective bargaining agreement is set to expire after the 2020 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.